Marijo, Marijo, leu, leu, leu. Marijo.
Level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising, my people. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, and we're going to start the morning off just like this. Marvin Gaye.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you to die. Whoa! You know we've got to find a way to bring some.
Just walk your fine ass. it, baby, take it, baby. Do it, baby, take it, baby.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Y'all ready to get enlightened, entertained, and empowered with the Empower Hour? We're gonna do it with a smile in the morning. Again, my name DJ Bobby Payne. We got a great panel for you today. Let's go.
Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook, MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and King Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens watching and listening.
Blessed Melanated Rising, everybody. I want to do something a little different this morning. Well, first, not have my phone ringing live. I don't even know. People don't know I'm on the radio, man? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's my uncle in Trinidad. Okay, I'll call him after. So Grand Rising, everybody. I want to do something a little different this morning. I was inspired by our boy X. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to take a minute this morning just to have X bless us. Let me see if I can get this going here.
We got to leave on a prayer.
Don't
be right. Okay. I'm gonna need your hat off on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hats off, everybody. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, if we're gonna do it, let's do it right. Let's touch and agree, man. Touch and agree.
I'm touching Trish right now.
There we go.
Don't get my hairline, Jimmy. I'm gonna get shaved right now.
Man, that's all right, man. That's all right.
It's gonna be good.
Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. See that when two or more gather in your name, that you are present, so we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon us this day. We pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place in our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We pray that you have your will, have your way in our lives, Father, for we didn't make us so we couldn't possibly know what to do with us. We thank you for the things that most people take for granted, Father. The air we have to breathe, the food we have to eat, the clothes we have to wear, the cars we have to drive, the money we spend, the lives we touch, and the lives that have touched our own. We ask that we're able to be a blessing to others as well as ourselves. We ask to be reminded of the power in the spoken word, Father, because we can defeat the enemy with the spoken word. All we have to do is remember to say it, remember to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The word doesn't say that the weapon won't be formed. The word doesn't say that the intention of the weapon maker won't be to harm you. The word doesn't say that they won't attempt to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So no matter what they think, no matter what they make, no matter what they try, by the power of the word, we are covered. We humble ourselves before you. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
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 This
wouldn't be an Empower Hour with a proper blessing. Without a proper blessing at the beginning of the show, everybody. So I hope we have an exceptional day today. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Thursday, April 8th. Gina, how was your week?
My week was really great. Actually,
tell us what happened.
Well, I'll get into it throughout the show, but as we just heard DMX talk, I did do some DMX reminiscing with my girlfriend. You know, we were just talking about how he was relatively instrumental in mm-hmm. hip hop and remembering certain moments of where we were and when. And then we started talking about the Hard Knock Live tour.
Mm. be playing background that. DMX music.
Yeah.
What? Well, because there's a lot of cursing.
I know. I'm trying to find something. I'll try to find something. Just for you, Miss Trish. I'll try to find something.
And so the story behind that, though, fun story. So we were super excited because a friend of the family, Farrah, you know this friend, he came to my sister and I one day. He's like, oh, yeah, guys, I got tickets to, you know, the Hard Knock Live tour. So, like, my sister and I were super hyped.
Of course.
You know, my other girlfriend from school, she was super hyped, too, because she was, like, Rough Rider all day.
Right.
All shaved her head and everything. She was about that life.
Right. I like it.
And now the day of the concert, man reaches are just like, all right, yeah, let's go. Let's be ready. And he's like, oh no, I got a ticket for me and Jen.
Oh.
I was like, yo, Mayu.
No, no.
Yo,
what?
Mayu. How?
Are you still friends with this person? I hope not. Yeah.
First of all, he's excommunicado.
Like, what's
no, that? He's on something else. He's on different levels.
Yeah,
but,
you.
But not you. So, and the thing is, the only reason why he's a family friend, like, my father used to coach him.
Okay, understand.
And so my father came and he was just like, wait, what is happening that? Right now? So he's just like, yo, Mayu, you're a clown, but okay.
Trust me. Like,
and so he gave somebody else some bread. He was just like, yo, take Gina there.
Okay.
Get her whatever ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Get her whatever best ticket you can. Right. And she's going to the concert.
Right.
As he, like, kisses teeth and watch the guy from the side.
Yeah, hey, don't give her your ticket,
yeah,
sir.
You have to give side eye
what
on
kind
that.
Of flopping is that? What is that?
Well, so, if you knew who the man was.
Yo,
still.
You don't understand. Exactly.
You know what? I actually don't need these kind of people
no.
in my life.
So no,
I
no,
why,
don't,
that's why he is. Well, he wasn't excommunicado from then, but, like,
right. But as
a
going forward, yeah, he yeah, yeah, totally yeah, is. Yeah, like, yeah. Who are you, sir? What day is
he's
that?
A clown, and he works in the circus.
Oh, clearly, so, where he belongs.
So there was
that's
that.
Where he belongs. That we need. That's when we need, like, you know, drops and sound effects.
Yeah. No, meanwhile, I'm here trying to find good background music. I thought I put it on a playlist. I can't seem to find the background tunes. But
you know what's funny, folks? Farrell gets here first.
I know.
First.
I spent at least half an hour vibing.
It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're hearing "bidoo" on your phone because Farrah's like, "I'm at the studio, guys."
I spent the first
and then
part
when
of
we
my
get
day.
Here, there's yeah, no background music.
I'm not ready.
And there's nothing, yeah, no yeah. sound effects, nothing.
But my vibe is right. That's that I find that is one of the most important.
Yeah, your vibe
no,
is
you
great.
Have, you definitely have a jump
fantastic.
Start.
Fantastic.
He's here while I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So.
And then, but then after you'll be saying through your conversation, man, we need a drop for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's okay.
But to that point, though, go ahead.
No. Finish your point because mine is not even that relevant. Go ahead.
Okay. So, still on DMX, though. I want to say. One of my favorite Rick and Morty after credit scenes is when they're playing DMX. X gonna give it to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Kicking everybody's ass.
Exactly. So they get deezed because the devil like totally usurped.
I love it.
Summer. And so they get deezed and they start going fighting a bunch of bullies. A bunch of just like, just a bunch of shit. Like, I love that.
Yo, that's
dope. Just shout out to Rick and Morty all day.
Trust
yo,
me.
All day
long, yo.
And I received my Sister Soldier book.
You got it?
Oh.
I did.
I started reading it. How you like it so far?
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what everybody's
saying. Wow.
We will talk about that. If you want to do one segment book review one time, we could do it.
Yeah.
Because there's, yeah.
Cool, please do. Hey, I'm interested.
Well, let me know when you're done.
I didn't order a book yet.
I don't know when I'll be done.
Oh, it's one of those.
Because
it's okay.
I'm on chapter 4, and it's the struggle monster right now.
I mean, when it's slow like that, it's tough to read. I hear you.
Here's the thing. Obviously, I started off as Sister Soldier's Coldest Winter Ever.
Right.
I read
books.
Her three Midnight books, which was also different from Sisters from
absolutely.
The Coldest Winter, but they were phenomenal.
Yeah,
reads.
They were great reads. Absolutely.
I even read Portia Santiago's book.
Nice. Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this is different, too, from a different perspective. So I'm like, okay, 20 years in the making. Like, this is
you
it.
Would think, yes.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Okay, turn page. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, and you're still waiting turn for the page. Juice, and there's, like, no juice. It's no like, juice. Yeah. Remember when we used to make juice out of powder? Well, that's what it's like.
Ooh.
Well, that's out the water.
Dusty juice, no sugar.
Nothing. All right.
So that was a little sad. But
yeah, I hear
my
you.
My Queen Afia book is coming in today.
Hey, so that's let me know you finished reading that, too.
Yeah.
Damn,
so that was me this week.
I'll be reading. P, how's your week been?
Okay, first little joke. The reason I couldn't find instrumentals because I didn't realize my wife locked me out of my Spotify, so I'm trying to find my playlist. I'm like, where is my things? And I was like, wait, that's not even
so
my...
So that's what you were going to say before?
That's what I was going to say before, yeah. So it wasn't really that relevant. I figured I could wait. I can wait my turn.
That was good. That was a good one. Good, yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay, so a couple of things this past week for me. One, my dad turned 70.
Oh. Yay!
So April 4th, a big shout out to Hum.
Hey.
Everybody birthday, knows Uncle. Muhammad, formerly Ashley. So he celebrated his 70th. I also have to give a shout out to my auntie Sharon in Edmonton because she called me the day before to remind me that he was turning 70. I knew it was his birthday. I just, I don't know if you guys really know your parents' ages like that.
I actually do. Yes.
Okay. Just me.
My dad's turning 60 this year.
I know. Auntie Sharon told me.
Wow, your dad's young.
We got three milestones. We got Uncle Jerz is turning 60. Right. We got Auntie Sharon turning 65.
Yeah.
And we got my dad who turned 70.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty
beautiful.
Lit. And you know, my dad is not the most technically savvy, right?
A lot of older people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So that's okay.
I tried to get him on Zoom. Didn't work out like that.
Okay.
Tried.
I don't know what you was expecting.
I know. I was like, just hit the link.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What link are you seeing? What do you see? And we're on the WhatsApp FaceTime he's doing. I'm seeing he's getting hot. Like, he's getting frustrated. I'm getting hot watching him.
Yes,
I'm like, okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, X all this. We could get eight people at a time on a WhatsApp.
So yes, that's true.
We had like seven or eight different WhatsApp conversations.
Amen.
Basically.
And you know, you work it how you can,
that's
right?
That's it.
Because then after a while, you would spend all day. The man would have probably never celebrated his birthday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's how it is for my dad in WhatsApp too. Mm. My dad puts the phone to the ceiling because he's trying to show me something. Daddy, turn it around. Well, I can't see it. Dad, turn it around. Like, oh! Daddy, I love you. I know you listening to me. I love you, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
so
you
just work within your means with your parents.
Yeah, facts.
Only
facts.
Thing to do.
So I was happy about that. So he had a good time. Like he really was touched by it. We had a little chat after, so he really appreciated the family for, you know, everybody calling in and being a part of that. So that was pretty lit.
I had a little favorite part there because when he was doing it with my group, we had a little cameo for my dad. We didn't expect it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, and he was on the golf course too. He was like, I only got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you have your message? I thought I just said it. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah,
you
really
did. But what my favorite part was when your dad was just like, he's like, these phones, they're so cool.
Wow.
he was genuinely impressed. He's like, you could do so many things with these things. I was like, yes, Dad.
That's the cutest thing, though. That's actually pretty cute.
So that was pretty
good. I
got to give Gina a shout out because, you know, in my family, we're very competitive. So on the spot, I randomly created a happy birthday contest. So every group, I had them all sing happy birthday.
And then
we would gauge like which group. So first we had the West Coast, Manti, Sharon, and Dion and them out in the West.
Right.
That were crushing. Well, they all have singing backgrounds, so they were kind of, you know, in the lead. And then you had my aunt in the West. Like, her clique, they came in, and they actually took the first place because they came with a remix, right?
Oh,
they kinda
remixed
some Stevie Wonder, old school, new school.
Okay.
And they had dance moves. So that...
Oh, there was dance moves?
Shout out to Taya. Taya had dance moves.
Wow.
So basically, that's what happened. But then Gina came.
Uh-huh.
Now, in Gina's squad, like, they weren't all available at the same time. So Gina repped for her whole entire entourage. Like,
that tends to be my case.
That usually happens. But I have to say, she slayed it. She just
matched. So did Gina come in first place?
Yeah. Gina came in first. I have to give her a shout out.
Go, Gina.
So everybody can hear. Yeah. She shut it down for everybody. So that was that.
That's good.
And also still on the family tip. Now, we're not, you know, we don't really celebrate these things like that. But it was Easter, right?
Okay. Yes.
And so my mom had a... Easter lunch brunch by her house.
Nice.
Virtually, of course.
No.
Virtually, of course.
I know where you're going, but it's going to defeat the purpose of my story. So
might as well tell the truth. I mean, I don't know. Sounds like it to me. We might as well tell the truth.
So it was lit because I'm from the West, right? So I give shots to the West all day. And it was just awesome to be back in the West Island.
Okay.
And literally, like, my mom's still in the same hood. So, it was good to see all the mandem and the sister in from the area. All our children are giants, right? Like, my homegirl, Berlin, her two sons are the same age as mine. Like, they were born practically the same time.
Nice.
Actually, they shared the same my birthday. But her sons are like 6 foot something. And so they're like 13 and they're giants. It's crazy.
Wow.
But it's really awesome just to see like my son playing with her son.
That is cool.
And my boy Paul's son. Like, yeah, they're all little. But it's like, you don't have to see all the children. Big shout out to Will. I saw Will, Stanley. I saw my whole entourage. Big
That's
shout out
very
to Evans.
Cool.
Big shout out to Eddie. Paul, everybody, like, and it was really awesome just to see the entourage, you know, and just to watch our children playing. And then we reasoned about life and about just being prepared and just building for our children, because this is really what we're doing.
That's
what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that was my highlight. I gotta say that I really I was nostalgic, and I every time I go to the West, I always want to move back to the West.
Do you think you're going to relocate?
I would love to, but I don't know. It's wishful thinking.
We'll
but
see what life happens. Yeah, you can't say no.
You know, so that was basically it.
Well, it sounds like you still obeyed the rules being outside and
all. Oh, facts. They called Gina. I did. Thank you.
Yeah, and you wore your mask and you stayed 2 meters away from everybody. Yes.
And I washed everybody's hands. My hands, everybody's
exactly.
hands.
Exactly. There we go. Everyone's hands yeah, were that's washed. It.
Oh, wait. I forgot one more thing. Did you guys watch Earth, Wind & Fire?
Of course.
I watched pieces of it.
With the Isley Brothers?
Yeah. Yo. We have a story about that in the headlines.
Okay, good. So let's go through.
I'm just going to talk about my week very yes. fast. Guys, I have an obsession with the dollar store and Dollar Tree. I do a lot of DIY wait, projects.
Do you have Dollar Tree here?
No. Oh. Not here. Not here. You know, I get there somehow. Anyways.
Right.
I get there. So I really have obsessions. Like, okay, so I went to a Dollar Tree, right? Right.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to only spend $50, right? Right.
50?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot in a dollar store.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Because
everything's $1.25. Yeah. Excuse me.
But you're balling
okay.
out. If you right. go to spend 50,
you're balling out. You're chill balling out, out. You know?
Okay. So all what right. do you want? I got you.
So then I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. Let me just go through the aisles and stuff like that. Well, about $110.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's a lot of DIY projects on TikTok. Oh, and I'm like, gosh. I have to do that.
But did you need these DIY projects?
I mean,
at the same time,
here's
you want to space
the thing.
It out?
Oh, no. Listen, guys. Mother's Day is coming up, okay?
Right.
And I know a lot of awesome
In May.
Mothers. Yeah, girl, it takes time to DIY. What day?
Okay. Yeah, facts. You're talking facts.
You know, if you want to make quality, you know, you can take some time. Mm-hmm.
I pay people, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I like my money in my phone pocket. Anyway, so.
According to the $125.
Trust.
Listen, it was a good day trip, okay? Anyway, so I think I'm obsessed with the Dollar Tree because it's better than Dollarama. Everything's $1.25. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to Dollarama, you get scammed. Some things start at $4. Well,
yes.
That's not the case at Dollar Tree.
That's outrageous.
Everything. And it probably. Up rather quickly,
mm-hmm.
and I spend a long time in there. So if you ever want to go to Dollar Tree with me, 2 hours. Yeah. All right.
I was gonna say, don't. If you want to, don't do it. Like, no. Don't do it.
My friend is like, I'm going to sit in the car.
Yeah.
Nope.
He had enough of me. And my foolishness and check me when I'm ready. You have to come help me with the bags.
With the bags.
Nope. That was
I'd be well
that was terrible. That's the last child in me. Anyways, this weekend I watched Concrete Cowboys. Did you guys hear about it? Idris Elba produced this movie and he's also in it. It was really good.
Oh,
it's about black cowboys.
DIY, for those who might not know what that means.
Oh, do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself projects. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just respond to the people on the live.
Yes.
Shout out on the live.
All right. I don't know what DIY means. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I didn't see it.
I got your back.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Okay. All Anyways, right. Concrete Cowboys. Did you guys watch it? Do you know about it?
I don't know about it. Tell us.
So it's basically about black cowboys in Philadelphia. It's a real story. And what's good about that is they have like real people from that area acting.
Ooh.
So there's people that you don't know, but they're actually in the movie. So it's really cool.
Mm.
It's really awesome. Watch that. Two more things. I also realized people don't read on Facebook. Yesterday, I put up my father's April appreciation. Everyone's like, happy birthday. The first line I put on there is, this is not a birthday post.
No, but they only saw birthday. You should have just left that out.
No, but it says in capital letters with 3 stars, this is not a birthday post.
No.
So I love everyone. You know me. I'm very cool. Thank you, but it's not his birthday. Mm. Thank you very much. But mm-hmm. you guys need to read. Like, seriously, come on now. And I've been praying and listening to DMX since last Friday, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's hard to hear. But that has been...
How's he doing, actually? I missed
Well, they were supposed to do a test yesterday, a brain test. So
I think we'll find out today, later on today, how he's going to be okay. and stuff like that. But we definitely hope for the best, you know? So
send it our love and light.
Absolutely, as usual. Okay. So, yeah. So that's that. That was my week, and I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm good. All is well.
So let's dive into the headlines, because we're going to have our guest. She's going to be joining us in a little bit. So
right.
We'll dive into the headlines, and then we'll do.
All right. So Tuesday evening.
y'all listen to Lego?
Unfortunately.
I never do. I hope to come here and you guys update us.
Well, nothing major in the updates, but the province is closing gyms and reversing its decision to send students from grade 9, 10, and 11 back to classrooms full time. There was a slight threat in there, though. He did. I caught his slight threat.
What do you mean?
If we don't behave, curfew will return.
Oh,
at
yes.
8 p.m.
He said, and he won't hesitate. Ooh. He literally said, I'm not going to hesitate to change it at 8 o'clock.
He said, try me. He's like, I woke up with violence today. That's what he did. And he also said that the short break, if only for a week or so, was probably good for everyone's mental health. You know,
a week. Because a week.
Well, because everyone's coming at him. He's like, well, why'd you say 2 weeks ago that we're good and now you're closing it up? He's like, well, just for your mental health. Like, experts told us that it was good then and they're telling us that it's not good now. But, you know, one takeaway that I took out of that is it was interesting is that his experts were kind of telling him, like, you have to let the people live a little or else they'll revolt is basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, okay. So you're seeing how far you can push it.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
It's always
and
been he, about
and, yeah. But this is the first time that it's like pretty much being admitted.
Of course.
Right? And it's being said.
Only more to
live.
Be revealed. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he keeps on showing that he doesn't know what he's doing. First of all,
no, he doesn't really. Though. He says it. He's like, he has a panel of experts.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Who tells him what he needs to do
right.
in this case?
Right. So
and I don't know who these experts are. The experts are like the sources, you know, sources, mm-hmm. sources say.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you never have any.
You don't know
names
who the sources are, or it's always a they.
Yeah.
Who is they?
Yeah.
Who is they? Yeah. So yeah, they closed the gyms, which I'm not happy about. My dad just started going back, you know, like my dad's 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And for him too, that was like his outing. You know, he can't go too many places.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now the gym is closed again.
I don't know. I just find it kind of armzos just because they, and again, I've heard the argument.
Armzos? That's an old school.
Yo, that's how I had to bring it back because that's how whack it is. So,
it's wiggity whack. It's crossing them.
Yeah, oh, wow. You see, Trish just went right past me. Like,
sorry. That's how,
no, but I'm with you because it's that disgusting.
It totally is.
Because, and I've heard the arguments that the SAQs have to stay open because... Because
alcoholism is important.
It's important.
It's essential, excuse me.
It's essential. Mm-hmm. But again, for people who use training as a way of decompressing, for people who have... Like,
for mental health.
Mental health. There's people who actually do physical things for a living.
Right.
So like, they're in security. They need to actually train. They're
right.
So I'm just like... WTF, man.
And there's a direct correlation to your mental health and training.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
of course.
So, yeah. So, I just, you know, but again, people, it's really, I don't want to say the ball's in our court, but I do want to say that because I feel like the sooner we actually start to make our voices be heard, they'll listen. But right now, like Gina made it very clear, and so did Lugo, they just want to see how far they could push us.
Absolutely.
And they're going to continue to do it until we decide. We're not going to get pushed anymore.
Absolutely.
I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Next up.
Ooh. So the city of Montreal is going to be free parking for the spring and summer starting Friday at 6 p.m. throughout the weekend.
Oh, I thought it was always free. I haven't paid meters in the longest time.
No, it has not.
Did you
want to
say that?
Free.
Since the curfew, like, I know. It's just, that came out all wrong. It's because I tried to pay. I've tried to pay, but it tells me because there's curfew, the meters, there's no meters.
Uh-oh,
so I'm just like, yeah. So I was like, okay, dope. So I haven't.
But the curfew starts after meters.
Yo,
stop.
G, I don't argue
yo,
with
no,
the
no, but
thing.
If it tells you don't pay, then you know.
You don't pay, G, you just.
They were doing it for the Christmas holiday, during the Christmas
yes.
holiday. And then I was going through my Instagram and a sponsored advertisement from the city of Montreal had mentioned that. Because, of course, when they did it in December, it was to encourage people to come and do their shopping
downtown.
In the city
mm-hmm.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And so this is also trying to encourage you to come downtown and patronize, you know, the space and such.
Okay. So. Gotcha. All right.
So that's a little tidbit there.
All right. The next one. I thought this was cool. A little highlight. A grade 3 student from the West Island launches her own business. So basically, her name is Adriana Jackson. She basically created a clothing and accessory line during the pandemic with the help of her mother. And I thought it was really cool because it's booming off the shelves. She said, during the pandemic, ooh, yeah. I was very bored and I was bugging my parents so I could open my own boutique. Then they finally said yes. And she's 8 years old.
Yes.
8 years old. So that is like really cool. And she's so sweet. I don't know if we could play the clip or if we have time to, but there's actually a clip there. This little girl's from the West Island. She opened up her own clothing and accessory boutique, and she's 8 years old.
Oh, dope.
So I was like, that is really cool. It's right at the top there. You could play that just a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. That is lit.
It is.
Everybody spend money with her. A lot of it. Oh, wait. Can I stop this for a sec? I'm trying to get better at this. Okay.
It's okay. You're doing good. It's going to be a little ad that's going to play.
I was
going
to say there's going to be an ad.
Good. So let's continue talking until the oh, put my background music back on. So I thought I did, but
that's okay.
It's clearly not happening. It's okay. But yeah, so the wait, hold on. So meet Adrienne Jackson.
Oh, Adrienne Jackson, yeah. Wow. And you're in your lovely from neck of the woods.
The West.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
only so awesomeness coming from the West.
I'm telling you.
Shout out West Island again.
Yeah, that's good. And her mom helped her. She's doing pretty good. And that's young, but it's great. She's 8 years old. At 8 years old, we weren't thinking about starting no business. But, you know.
I mean, speak for yourself.
No. I wasn't.
No, facts. I've been in business since grade three. But,
yeah. What were you doing? Selling lunch money? Taking people's lunch money? What were you doing exactly? Were you taking tests for people? Were they paying you to do the exams?
Actually, I was distributing candy. I used to buy packs. Yeah, I used to buy packs of gum.
Okay,
And then go to school and sell it to individuals.
How much did you charge?
I would charge 10 cents a pop. I'd buy the pack for like 35 cents.
Okay.
And then I'd sell them for 10 cents a pop.
Wow.
I was banking out. I've been rich, eh? Guys, come on. Since I was a youth, I've been making money.
We come from a family of entrepreneurs. All right.
Okay.
I don't know if mine's no.
I know how they do.
Can I play the clip now or you guys want to?
No, go ahead.
No, okay, well. Come on, I queued it up and everything.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? Wow. Did you skip the ad?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, let's give her her time.
This may look like a mom and her 8-year-old daughter doing a little arts and crafts together, and it is. But this is also two business partners at work.
It's actually flowing off the shelf.
With the help of her mom at 8 years old, Adrienne Jackson has started her own business.
During the pandemic, I was very bored.
She's so cute.
And I was bugging my parents so I can open my own boutique. And then they finally said yes. Mm.
She and her mom make and sell these bows, bracelets, scrunchies, t-shirts. The pouches have been quite popular, nice. With a spot for a clean mask, dirty mask, and hand sanitizer.
Wow.
75
Isn't that awesome?
Sold in the first 3 weeks.
Yep.
We actually ran out of pouches very soon.
But the fuel that allows this machine to run is the love of her grandmothers.
My grandmothers support me a lot.
Adrienne's maternal grandmother, Winona, taught her to sew at an early age.
I'm really proud of her. I can't imagine anything better than that.
Her dad's mom, Maureen, set her up with a sewing machine and some material. Adrienne named her boutique Winnie and Moe in honor of her grandmothers. They'd probably both be on the assembly line if not for COVID.
Part of missing them was missing things that she would normally do with them.
To Adrienne, it's very important to advocate for the Black community through her projects.
This one says Black Lives Matter.
When she heard about what happened to George Floyd last May, she wanted to help.
She kept asking more and more questions, so we figured the best way for her not to feel helpless in a situation was to take them to peaceful protests.
Proceeds from Black Lives Matter-themed accessories went to the West Island Black Community Association.
I felt very happy.
That's amazing.
And I felt good that I did that because it's great to help people and to help the Black community after what happened to George Floyd.
As early as kindergarten, she's asked her parents some tough questions about race.
It was hard for her to understand that she was just like everyone else.
Don't really have a lot of Black people in my class like me.
Her products are circulating widely at her school, and that's helped start conversations.
People always congratulate us on her success, and while I think that obviously we are supportive of her, it really comes from her.
To Adrienne, this is only the beginning. One day, she hopes to be a big-time fashion designer. She already has plenty of ideas.
Ooh.
Dan Spector, Global News, Montreal.
Isn't that awesome?
Yo, my God. No, we have to have her call in the show next week. She's amazing.
When I saw that yesterday, I said, yo, we have to talk about
this. Yeah, I'm sharing the clip on our Facebook page. You guys check it out and continue to like our Empower Our page. We appreciate that. But yeah, definitely want to share it on there. Ooh, but that was awesome. Very inspirational.
That's why I put it there. I said, you know what? Let's lift it up. All right, we're going to skip, right? We said?
Well, we could do one more.
Well,
and
she
then
said about, she actually talked about George Floyd, and that was the next one.
All right, so let's hit it.
So are you guys seeing the clips of this trial?
No, I don't watch it.
Nope. Ooh, guys.
I wanted to talk about that.
I don't even know, first of all, I don't even know why we need to go through this. First of all, this trial is about to be a month. long. Mm-hmm. And everybody that gets up there to share their testimony, it's heartbreaking. Yeah. It's against him, thankfully, Derek Chauvin, whatever his name is. Yes, even his supervisor got up there and said there was excessive force used. They tried to paint a gentleman who was a bystander as an angry black man. And he stood up for himself and he said, "You cannot paint me as angry. I acted professionally," because he's like, "Did you call?" The prosecutor's asking him, "Did you call him this? Did you call him that?" Speaking of Derek Chauvin, right. He's like, "Yes, I did. And I meant it." Like, they're really fighting back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm in a position where I don't.
The defendant, not the prosecutor, sorry.
Defendant, yeah. Yeah, whoever it was. I don't know. Anyways, what I'm saying is this case is every day it's eye-opening to see different accounts from the EMT worker, from different bystanders, from his supervisor. I mean, I'm thinking in my mind, they cannot let this man go. Nobody's saying he was right. No one's like, yeah, that's the way that he should. Nobody.
I know, but I'm just worried. Yeah. I'm just worried that it's going to not go in everybody feels it should.
But I don't want to go through the mental turmoil for a month. I personally can't watch it every day. I'll just wait for the results.
I'm kind of on that team too. I'm not even on that team. I'm not even waiting for the results. I'm actually just planning according, because it's I don't know, guys. Like the system has shown us time and time again.
Yes,
like
I don't know.
Like how old was I when Rodney King thing happened years ago? Like that was pretty blatant. And I'm not sure if you guys remember what happened, but
they all got off.
Yeah, and then the city burnt down. Right. Sure. So
yeah.
I'm just saying, let's hope history doesn't repeat itself.
Right.
But
we also know what happened when this happened to George Floyd. People did almost the same thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I want to stay optimistic, and I want to tell everybody bon courage and just stay positive. Don't let them jerk you emotionally, because that's really what they put these things out into the media to really just rile us up. And just, you know, like just get us to react. And we do not want to react, people. We want to be very strategic. Right. We want to, you know, just not let them puppet us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Before we do skip, I do want to talk about two quick things.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to shout out Shaq.
Because for living his best life.
Yes, I'm always happy about that.
Because, I mean, last week we talked about how entertainers and athletes and stuff like that, it's not their responsibility to be, active in the community and to be role models.
Correct.
But he's a phenomenal role model, and he doesn't do it for the show. Like, I mean, they caught him on video in terms in the jewelry store, and they released it, but he obviously didn't do it for it to be shown. But he had seen this young man paying payments on his engagement ring on layaway.
Right.
And so he was just like, okay, like you're working hard for you. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, at first the kid was like, no. Like, he's like, no. Don't worry about it. I got this. And he just paid off the ring.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
That's very
you
awesome.
See, that's good. Those moments you appreciate in life.
I want to shout him out because it's not his responsibility, but it was his choice to do these things. And so I wanted to highlight that. And unfortunately, I have to counter that with another former NBA player, Darius Morris.
You're right.
Okay.
Canceled him.
Who beat the bleep out of his girlfriend.
Really?
And from what I can see in the video, it's because he was trying to get to her phone. And he was like arguing with her, like, oh, you go through my phone, you see. And then you're beating her to get to her phone check her phone. Like,
this has to stop.
And so that is the opposite of what we want. Like, this is a subject to Mama.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right.
And you know, part of that is having to highlight that and then having to tell people, you know, like, yo, your actions are wrong and what have you. But that's actually, I believe that happened yesterday.
I didn't catch the story.
Yeah, has there been consequences to his actions yet? Like, has he been charged?
It was literally just released yesterday. So,
wow.
So you're informing everybody, because there's probably a lot of people who haven't heard that yet.
We really need to
stop the same power. Are we keeping you informed?
Are we doing one more or we're good?
Oh, there were the New York City doorman who stood by while an elderly Asian woman was getting kicked in the head.
Wow.
Yes, I saw the video. And
then they closed the door.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy got caught, but he's known for actually causing problems. Yeah. They let him go several times.
Yeah. Wow. So he was indicted for the assault, but the doorman lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
Of course, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was an anti-Asian attack, you know.
Wow, Gina. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for squeezing that one in.
I know. I wanted to talk about Ron Isley, but I guess we won't.
Maybe, well, just sound the shit. You know, okay. Some good, some bad, and yeah, then some good again.
Well, I just want to play some music. Can we play some music?
Of course.
And then jump into the affirmations and the business song.
For sure.
Yeah. You play.
You know, Gina. Wait, I'm not sure if I'm playing the right track. Let me see.
Oh.
When you hear that, hey,
yeah.
We turn our expectations to appreciation. Angel. Montana.
Why am I stressing? I better count my blessing. Life could have been more than it, but it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all pull up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. I'm still awake, I'm good.
Trauma. I don't wanna lose your love. Friendships are love, but what lovers in marry? I'm trying to change my ways, Omo. Cause I think you've had enough of my playing around. Girl, I'm not playing around. You are the one God sent to. Girl, you reduce my stress, babe. Touch on your body respectively. Girl, all I need my fantasy. I want you to.
Where you been? Started off slow, but we got him at the end. No complications, no interrogation. Trade our expectations for appreciation. Now the European whip, that's a miracle. Game tight to them girls like it's biblical. Wave guys, it ain't nothing identical. Smoking on that app with no chemicals. If you watch your sneaks, 10 feet, that's vertical. Trying to get physical, your man, he's so typical. Never care what them say. I'm trying to chill like Bahamas, breeze on midday. Comprende, true lie, she a dime, 2 5s, 500 Cubans on out of Cuba. I be Castro with the cash flow. Gave me a number when I was broke. That's how you got this passcode. Get it, but never get gas.
I better count my blessings. Life could have been more than.
That was Blessings, the remix. So that's by Angel featuring Davido and French Montana.
Vibes on that was just amazing. Mm-hmm. The vibes are very amazing. Thank you.
Yes. So that's for me to get into this week's affirmation, which is a quote from Mr. Bob Marley himself. Some people are so poor, all they have is money.
True.
Shit.
Right now. Very true.
Oh my gosh, I need those sound effects. I go, oh, okay, sorry.
Not the oh sound effects.
No,
you need what? What did you say you needed?
Go ahead, Trish. I know.
Wow, Trish, you yelled.
I know, Trish.
This is because
affirmation.
I just want to say, I said it before.
She did say it.
And I am going to say, yeah. Who don't hear must feel. Love you guys. Okay, keep going.
All right, go ahead.
Just came off the blessing.
I know.
Just like, that's a blessing. Who don't hear must feel.
So,
what kind of blessing is that?
Ooh,
that's the worst kind of blessing.
It's a learning blessing.
Oh, okay.
You done learned now. You need the sound effects.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I
yes,
get it. Thank
yes.
you, Trish.
Yes, Trish. Yes.
You're right.
So, and in this week's fun goal is heal your heart.
Okay.
So, I did my Reiki session last week.
Yes,
I mentioned
you were talking
that, you know,
about that. Yes.
And that went really well. I did it last week with Mama Oracle, actually. And I feel like the background song's a little loud, but that's just me. But
okay.
Just in terms of healing your heart, and I've been kind of working on these exercises from that perspective of going back to the things that you feel wronged in or things that hurt you and thanking that experience.
Okay. Mm. Right.
And so just not looking at the bad and not only extrapolating the bad out of that, but it's thanking it and then forgiving it. Because again, forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm doing that exercise and it's ongoing because there's a lot of things that you don't realize how much trauma you go through throughout your life and in your past. And you, sometimes you say to yourself, I'm good. Well, I walked it off.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. You still hold those scars.
Right.
So can you use the opportunity to also see, how do I put it, like take accountability for your part?
That's
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I think mm-hmm. the part of that, too, is you have to forgive that version of yourself who Correct. Let these things absolutely. Happen, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. That's another thing, too. And everything starts mind and everything's choice, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, that happened. Yes, you accepted some bad behavior. I was about to cuss. But you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you also have to forgive that version of yourself and make sure it doesn't happen again, because those repeated things actually become a choice if you keep on doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's not a mistake a second time. It's a mm-hmm. choice.
Yeah, because you have to figure not only the things that were done to you, but the things that you
allow as
to well.
Happen. Yep.
And exactly. so that's where accountability comes in. And then it's also just looking at it as, you know, you look at the good things in the life and that happened to you in life, but also reassigning the bad as learning opportunities as opposed to like bad experiences and stuff like that. And so it's changing that narrative because
exactly.
words are very important and that they really correlate with how you feel.
Facts.
That's
so
it.
Change the narrative to what you can change the narrative to your history.
Basically.
Because everything is about perception. So when you change your perception of what occurred, I mean, and change it for the better. You know,
right,
the
right.
Day,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's
but,
it.
But change that and look at it as lessons as opposed to, you know, hardships and what have
basically
you.
Basically, not why me, but try me.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Damn, Trisha's on fire.
Yo, you know I wrote a few books on this
okay,
stuff, right? So
right,
I'm
right.
like, this ain't new to me. Mm-hmm. All right, but yeah.
So that's this week's goal. And just a little tidbit. So April seems to be like a month of like international days of a lot of things. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of those things. And April 10th is National Siblings Day. So
that's Saturday?
Wait, who makes these things up?
Listen, I don't know.
Because they need to stop
it. They do.
They. Like we were saying.
Yes. They need to stop it. I'm
they
tired
do.
Of celebrating everything.
Well, mm-hmm. I have no problem celebrating my siblings.
Thank you.
Yes.
Fine.
Exactly.
Really fine. I do appreciate my siblings, too.
Exactly.
With our siblings, and you need to be like, hello, you have a brother, you know. Yeah,
I have two
exactly.
brothers and a sister. But
I got nine of them, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I got three siblings.
Exactly. So April 10th, get on a WhatsApp call, a FaceTime call.
Or Lime. Shout out brothers and sisters. We love to Lime.
Well, okay. I can't Lime with my brothers. They're a little bit all over the world here.
Okay.
But,
okay.
So that I wanted to mention that.
April 10th.
April 11th is National Pet Day.
Oh,
you
I was
got
just
those
thinking
two?
That. Yeah, got two pits. Woo! Yep. What are their names again? Raja
National
and Bella.
Pet Day, okay.
So what are their names again? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. appreciate your pets on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And April 14th is National Pecan Day.
What?
So
you
I'm
see what I mean? Now you went too far.
What?
Gina, why don't you...
Went
why?
Too far?
You see?
This is when they don't even let me finish.
No, that's...
Okay, Kanye's. Let me finish.
National I didn't say anything. I just laughed. Because I'm okay. like, what? So there's National Blueberry Day too, or what?
There is. There is Blueberry
what
Pie.
What is wrong
we're,
with
we're going to get to that.
Oh, Lord.
But no, we're not.
Yes, we are. Don't You can't dictate my life.
I love sibling rivalry. Go.
But this is cousin rivalry.
Don't matter, y'all.
You know
my
what,
siblings
actually,
to me. Because y'all have
actually,
car rides and
Pharaoh,
all these tattoos. And
no,
all
no.
That.
Pharaoh is my big brother because I don't have a big brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I got six brothers and none of them are big brothers.
Okay, there you go.
Okay?
See?
So definitely he is the big brother in my life that also didn't let me do a lot of things in my life. Yeah. But I say this because I'm tying it into Siblings Day because my sister makes a mean pecan pie wee. So
okay.
I just wanted to make one for you.
Ties
okay,
in
see
okay.
when you let me finish? Jeez.
Oh, yesterday was National Twinkie Day.
Okay, then. All right.
National
I
Twinkie
think we should
Day.
Get a list of all the national days.
I have them. I put the link in the system.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be... I didn't say all of them because there was a lot more. And someone was like, I ain't saying that. But
yes, thank you.
I said pecan because of my sister.
We're going to just do it to
and
annoy
every
Farrow.
Week, I'm going to let you know what's coming up.
I
April.
Think that's a good idea.
Right.
I need a good laugh.
Okay.
Hey,
so
thank
with that,
you.
I'm going to bring in the... I don't know what
that was
drop
the drop and then
you
the
see
guest.
You see I now because I was talking so much ish now my drop didn't start.
You want me to sing it?
That's what happens when you don't let me finish.
Do you guys want me to sing it?
No
I try every week.
This morning.
Thank you. You see Kaya's on my side. Thank you very much, Kaya.
Can we
Yeah.
Can
I get it?
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo! So as you guys hear that, that is the intro to the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English-speaking melanated community and generally economically empowering our community. The Business Zone is where we bring you that black excellence. We have an awesome guest in the house. Gina, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice.
Thanks.
So it's always fun to do this because I always love learning about what's going on in our community and what businesses I need to support. Mm-hmm. But it's always extra fun when they're in the studio.
Word up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this morning we have Miss Annie McCream of McCream Fitness. Woo-hoo! She's an athlete, an entrepreneur, a fitness trainer, ooh, and a motivational coach. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Annie.
Hi, so very lovely to meet you guys and to come on to your program this morning. You guys are so fantastic, fabulous, super dynamic, just the type of people that I love to be around, surrounded with.
Awesome, thank you.
So tell us about yourself, Annie.
So myself, I'm 47.
Okay, and years young. Yeah.
I would have said 35.
And the thing is, I have my personal training business, McCream Fitness, and I started that business about a good 3 years ago. And when I was looking to do personal training, it was something that I was very much of interest to me because of what I wanted to kind of show to other people was to just to be healthy, mm-hmm, not only to be healthy is also to show the importance of how health benefits to stay in good health benefits to your life. Mm. Now, when I started as a bodybuilding athlete, mm-hmm, that was around when I was 35 years old, there was a lot of things that were going on with me. I was going through divorce, and also I had gained a little bit more mass than I have obviously today, mm-hmm, and there was a lot of things that were going on. I was looking at my life, and there was a little bit of sadness, mm-hmm, that was occurring into it. So I turned to exercise in order to help me, to motivate me, mm-hmm, and to get me through, mm-hmm, really, 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 really tough times. And in that process, I became, when I turned to bodybuilding, I found strength. Mm-hmm. I found strength because what happened is that I started to work on myself. Mm-hmm. And as I was working on myself, I was also building a new version of me. Mm-hmm. And that new version of me is what comes through today, with a lot of hard work, a lot of a dedication, a lot of good work ethics that I have learned through weight training, through going to the gym, that has helped me to become the better version that I'm standing here today. And what I wanted to do from there, after bodybuilding, was I wanted to help others. Yeah. I wanted to help others through personal training, through showing them, you could be at a certain point in your life. You can also go into the fitness arena, and you can find a sort of strength there. You can find a strength there. And by developing your mindset, changing your mindset, becoming a person who is positive, because a lot of people who go into those areas and a lot of people who succeed in those areas need to be strong, need to have a positive mindset to move through. And I found that that kind of a training really was beneficial to me. And I really find that that would be beneficial to others as well.
Wow, that's huge.
And so you, as you mentioned, you took a decision to kind of build that out. And, you know, that takes discipline and working on that. What are some of potentially the common mistakes that people do when they are making those changes in life? And because I know that there's a lot of focus right now. And we mentioned it earlier, like exercise is important to your mental health. But there's a lot of body... Shit, what's happening?
Not me. Don't look at me. It's Trish wilding out of
here.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. It wasn't
okay.
me.
Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of body shaming that happens in the industry, and the idea of I have to be skinny to be good and feel good in my skin, and that's not what this is about, right?
No. I truly believe that's not. It's about being healthy.
Right.
It's about being confident within yourself. Okay, so I'm not just, it's not necessarily being, you know, the skinny person that is going to be the acceptable version. Not at all. Mm. Not at all. It's just about ensuring that you're caring for your body and you're walking around in a quite healthy state. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you mentioned
So what are some of the common mistakes that people do when they make the decision of saying, okay, like I'm gonna go to the gym or I'm gonna become more.
I think that, you know, when some people go to the gym and some mistakes that they do is they think that, you know, they come in with the many fears and they think that, oh my goodness, I'm going to start out at the gym. I'm going to do everything wrong. I don't think I could really do the exercise. I think that what a person needs to come to, it doesn't have to be the gym. It can be a home workout. You just need to start. Mm-hmm. You just need to start. You need to start moving. Even if it's okay, if let's say you're walking to work and you just, you know, stop that extra metro stop a little bit, you know, further behind and just walk that, you know, 20 minutes from, I don't know, Bonaventure to the next metro stop, which is maybe Barrie. That is enough to give you some cardio exercise. It's very acceptable as well, too. So don't think that it's only at the gym that you can also get your workouts or lift your weights. There's many ways in where you can get your fitness, I guess, benefits through life. So there's a lot of people who are walking around maybe thinking, oh my gosh, I really, really can't do that. Maybe I might have poor form in doing some sort of exercise. So in terms of that, yes, that would probably be a good idea to look for even a personal trainer or somebody who's a little bit more experienced than you to go and try and find, you know, how to do the right exercises. Mm-hmm. There's many resources out there as well, too, even within social media with YouTube as well, too, that's out there where you can look in order how to execute certain movements in order to do it properly and safely, too. So that is one of the suggestions.
So people like and actually, so I want to ask what you're up to these days. Like, so what's new and exciting, and what can people support and follow?
Okay, so right now you can right now what I'm doing is with the COVID situation as well, and as you know, there's restrictions with the gyms. So so personal trainers have been going towards different areas in order to help their clients. So you can find me on Zoom. Mm-hmm. You can find me, and I have workout plans that I can give through Zoom at this moment.
I was going to ask you if you're doing things like online, like if people
I do,
could. Yeah,
I okay. do. I have a website that's coming up as well, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. That where we'll be, I will be giving videos of fitness workouts as well, to weight training, resistance workouts as well too. Mm-hmm.
Are your Zoom workouts, are they catered? Are they group? Are they one-on-one personal?
My Zoom workouts are one-on-one personal. I do have experience with group training and in training groups. From my background, I am a certified personal trainer from the YMCA. So I've been doing boot camp training, mm-hmm, okay, for over 2 years now. That's been very successful for mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm, and very successful for my students as well too. So in terms of group training, you will be seeing it in the future. Mm-hmm. And I'm available for that as well, too.
And for the one-on-one trainings, do the people that you're training, do they need certain equipment? Like, is it for the novice like it is for the expert?
With me, all I need is a space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All I need That's is a good. Space. Mm-hmm. And there's different types of training. You can have equipment. I'll work with the equipment that you have. But all you need is a space. Because there's different ways of training. There's million of one ways to train, I would say. There's body weight training. You have the weight training. There's suspension training as well, too. So there's different types. So all you really, really need is when you're contacting me, of course, I'm going to be asking you, okay, what is it that you have at home? And I can also set up your home as well, too, in terms of the equipment that you maintain. The equipment that you need really to organize yourself to pinpoint the full body.
Amazing. And so now, before I let you go, I want to ask you just your opinion personally in terms of the shutdown to the gyms. Like, do you have an opinion on that? Like, in terms of, like, you know, like, how do you feel about that? Like, because they're saying it's not necessarily an essential service, but understanding the, I guess, the health risk. But what do you have an opinion on that?
I do have. Well, obviously, I'm not super happy about the shutdown mm-hmm. That's